And with SDPB News, I'm Kyle Ireland. Some businesses are suffering from the pandemic, but video lottery operators are thriving. Video lottery revenue is way up compared to last year. SDPB's Laura Johnson has more.
Dozens of fluorescent machines line the walls of a dark room. At 11:30 in the morning, a few customers are already trying their luck at Zort's Primetime Casino in North Sioux City. Jim Zortman is the owner. He closed for 10 weeks during the pandemic, but the business roared back to full capacity when restrictions faded.
A lot of the stimulus checks and those kind of things actually propagated or enhanced the business. We had a lot more people in, new faces, new players, those kind of things, and they kept coming in or whatever, and some of them obviously developed or like our location.
Zortman says he's having a hard time finding the staff to keep up with business. Clark Hepper is the deputy executive director of the South Dakota Lottery. He says the pandemic initially caused a drop in sales.
The number of entertainment options were very limited, and you were starting to see even some of those local bars starting to open up, and our video lottery establishments were a beneficiary of some of that opening up.
Lottery operators are also making improvements. Wade LaRush is the director of marketing for the South Dakota Lottery.
Operators are actually choosing to utilize newer machines, and those have newer graphics and kind of extended play and just more features for our players.
Back at Zort's Primetime, a dollar bill is fed into a lottery machine. South Dakota video lottery machines have netted about $275 million so far this fiscal year. That's 30% higher than the same period last year. The lottery department says video lottery will contribute about $150 million in tax revenues to the state in 2021. Reporting for SDPB, I'm Laura Johnson.
New weekly unemployment claims in South Dakota are below 200 for the first time since before the pandemic. The South Dakota Department of Labor says there are 199 new claims. That's the lowest number since March of 2020. About 2,300 South Dakotans are currently on unemployment, and since the start of the pandemic, South Dakotans have received nearly $385 million in unemployment benefits. The state has until the end of December of 2026 to spend nearly $1.4 billion in the latest coronavirus relief money. Those funds must be allocated by the end of 2024. That gives state lawmakers 2.5 years to figure out what to do with the money. Joey Konofchinski is with the Legislative Research Council. He says six different programs have pumped money into the state since the start of the pandemic.
Total across all of these six acts, starting from March 6, 2020, South Dakota has been allocated approximately $11 billion. Not all of that goes to state agencies. Some will go to locals as well. That includes all funding that was paid to locals. That is Paycheck Protection Program, stimulus checks, and unemployment.
The American Rescue Plan is meant to cover many things, including vaccination programs. At least 57% of age-eligible South Dakotans have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 shot. The Biden administration has a goal of getting 70% of Americans at least one dose by July 4th. A study shows that an abandoned gypsum mine in Black Hawk was exposed by a sinkhole in 2020 may extend farther than current mapped areas would indicate. Montana professor Mohammed Sadeghi led the study. He says there's the possibility that the mine extends below I-90. The study recommends that further research be done in the area. More than 40 people from 15 homes in the Hideaway Hills neighborhood were forced to evacuate after the collapse in April of 2020. There are at least two lawsuits filed in relation to the collapse, one of which is one step closer to class action status. And in today's weather, we can expect a slight chance of showers before noon and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon in the west. A chance of thunderstorms throughout the day in the southeast, and the northeast could see showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, about 20%. Going into tonight, we can expect it to be mostly clear in the west, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the east. We have highs in the upper 70s in the west to the lower 80s in the east, with lows in the lower 50s and 60s across the state. Going into tomorrow, we can expect it to be mostly sunny in the northeast and west, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms again in the southeast. We can expect highs in the 80s across the board. You're listening to listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.